Yo, you guys, what's up? I'm Michael with my friend Steven.
Yo.
This is an hour with Steven and Mike. We finally got it. We've been saying, I've been telling my friends lately, yo, I want to start a podcast with my friend. But, you know, everybody's been putting me down. But you know what? Screw you guys. I'm here now. Bought the mic. Yeah. So, this is an hour with Steven and Mike. We're going to start this up. What's up, Steven? How's your day been?
My day's been pretty good, Michael. Thank you for asking, I guess.
Okay.
So, how's your day been?
Pretty good. You guys, by the way, if you guys are on the pod, the group chat, I'm really, really sorry. I don't know how to take you guys off. And my bad, okay? My bad if you guys are getting really mad. I've been getting hate mail, like, get me off of this, yo. Please, I'm about to kill you. I'm in work. You guys gotta stop. Please, I'm really, really sorry. So yeah, Steven, my day's been pretty good. School was pretty good this week. I mean, I got in trouble by teachers, got screamed at.
School went fast this week.
Yeah, I did, actually. I mean, I missed it first, like, these past 2 days.
Why?
Like, it was take your child to work day.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I didn't know that day.
For the people, man. They don't. Some people don't know take your child to work day.
No, I'm saying like I also didn't go that day.
Okay, yeah. So it was take your child to work day, and today it's prom. I'm not going to prom because I'm lonely and nobody likes me. So yeah.
I like you, man. No homo.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm not going to prom. So yeah, and so I didn't want to go to school because there's nobody going to school today. So what's the point?
Why not? Prom's in the nighttime.
Yeah, but everybody leaves early on prom day.
Since when?
Since always.
I don't know what you're talking about. When I was in school, people wouldn't leave early for prom.
Well, I'm in school. Right, and people leave early for prom.
That's just an excuse to leave early.
I don't think it's an excuse.
Yeah, it is.
Alright, so what are we going to talk about?
I don't know, man. I mean, we need to get some topics
to talk
about. Hold on.
What about them Heat?
You know, Heat are doing good.
Yo, we got some stupid, questions. Well, you know what? Let's just get to the questions since we have nothing to talk about.
Alright.
Well, one kid sent us Gatman720. Shout out to Gatman720. How come it rains every time we get out of school? Motherfucker.
Well, we live in Florida. That's one thing.
Hurricane season, you know? Yeah, it's May's hurricane season.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was always in August. I always thought it was in August.
Well, I can't really tell you why
I'm older
it
than
rains every time out of school.
It's just the weather, man.
It's just the weather. You know, Mother Nature's on her period. She's been having a bad day.
What do you want me to do about it? You don't just say stuff like that, Mike.
An earthquake. Alright, let's look at some other questions. Again, I'm sorry about the group chat, you guys. Some people send us some weird ones. Like, my cousin sent me, I get a boner every day. What the hell? Okay, what was your most humiliating moment in high school? I mean, in middle school, sorry. What was your most humiliating moment in middle school, Steven?
My most humiliating moment in middle school would have to have been, and now this is off the top of my head because I can't really think right now, but one time I was in sixth grade, I was trying to like show off, I guess, to my friends because there was, you know, the stairs in front of the auditorium?
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, yo, guys, I'm going to jump those stairs. And they were like, all right, you know, whatever, go for it. And my foot like twisted at the bottom and I fell in front of every 8th grade girl, 7th grade girl, 8th grade, like everyone. They all looked at me and people were like, wow, this, and they started laughing and I got up and I was like, oh, this is embarrassing. And I walked away. That's probably my most embarrassing moment throughout middle school. Off the top of my head.
Alright, my most embarrassing moment for sure tops yours. For sure.
Alright.
It happened this year.
Okay, that's good to know.
me and my friend are walking from lunch and we're going to our next class. And I'm going to my teacher that does not like me. She gives me a detention for anything. So the bell starts to ring, the second bell, which means you're late. And me and my friend are walking. And I was like, oh no, I got to get to class. I'm going to be late. I'm going to get a detention. So we start running up the stairs. And I'm running. And I'm getting to the hallways. And I'm running to the hallways. And out of nowhere, this girl comes. And I just rammed this girl.
Wow.
I mean, but just rammed her. This girl went flying. Her books were everywhere. She, like, her hair was in her face. She looked like she got knocked out. And the sad part was, because there was this other teacher that's annoying there. And he was looking at me. And I was like, oh no, this guy's going to give me like a referral. Going to send me to the office. I don't want that. So the girl was starting to get up. And I just said, are you okay? And she said, yes. And I just kept on running.
That's a nice thing. You didn't help her up or anything?
No, I just ran.
You're a nice guy.
I mean, he was going to give me a referral. I don't want one.
So you'd rather not get a referral, right, than help a poor girl up after you just threw her down.
I mean, yeah.
That's kind of mean.
I'm sorry. I mean, if you're listening to this right now, I'm sorry. I never got to. I see you sometimes in the halls, and I just walk the other way.
What grade is she in?
She's in 8th grade. Mm. She was skinny too and small.
Wow.
And for you guys that don't know this, I'm pretty fat and tall. So like, if I fall on you, you're gonna die. I don't know how this girl didn't die.
She's a trooper.
She's a trooper.
Well, so all right, this is getting off topic, but like, the Hangover 3, Iron Man 3, Fast and Furious 6 coming out this month. How's all that? Michael, what are your thoughts on all those movies?
Hold on.
All right, just putting me on hold.
Keep on talking to the people.
All right, well, I personally am very excited for Iron Man 3 and Hangover Part 3.
Okay, yeah.
I know this may sound weird, but I'm not the biggest fan of Fast and Furious. Sorry.
No, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you something right now. When I was a kid, Fast and the Furious was already coming out. And I loved those movies. Me and my best friend, Chris, shout out to Chris. I cannot do any shout outs, but I don't care. Okay? Because the people deserve the shout outs.
Okay. Just continue what you're saying.
Yeah. It's getting hot in here. Turn off the air.
Why would you turn off the air?
My uncle told me I had to turn off the air when I do the podcast because the air duct right there, so it's going to be like.
Yeah, alright.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I get it now.
Okay, Fast and the Furious. I love the Fast and the Furious movies. But the ones that have been coming out lately, I can't say I like them.
Why is that, Michael?
Because it's Fast and the Furious. It's a car racing movie.
That's what it is, though. It is cars.
Did you see the last Fast and the Furious?
Fast Five? You gotta say it by the title.
Fast Five, I'm sorry.
No, I did not see Fast Five.
Okay, Fast Five did not have one race. Okay, it had one race. And that
didn't have like the race, you know. I'm sorry, guys, if I sound retarded here, but didn't have the race where like the guys they all raced and like they raced
in a car in the cop cars, and that was nothing.
Why was that nothing?
Because it was like okay, 10 seconds. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And they didn't even show us like the full race. They showed us like.
Well, that's because the cars are fast. Hence the name Fast and the Furious. You thought that name was just a coincidence?
Fuck you.
Language, bro.
Yeah,
language.
So, and the new one, I've been looking at the previews of it, and it's bad.
It's not, I mean, it doesn't look that bad.
It looks pretty bad.
Nah, it doesn't look that bad.
I mean, I'm still gonna watch it just because it's Fast and the Furious, because I'm a fan, but damn, they literally, with a car, three cars, brought down a huge cargo airplane.
That's possible. I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to imply by that, because that is entirely possible.
I doubt that.
It is. It is possible. You just don't stop believing, bro.
I doubt that completely.
Well, don't have your doubts, bro.
On
the other note,
Hangover 3.
I was gonna get to that, but just cut me off right there.
Yeah, Hangover 3.
Yes, Hangover 3. That's probably the movie I'm most excited for.
Hangover, I think it's going to be funny, but it's not going to be as funny as the first one.
I think it's going to... It looks like it's going to be funny.
I think it's more action now. You see how they're killing people and stuff in the movie?
it looks like it's gonna be awesome, and it's just sad that it's the last one. Like, I love those
movies. I mean, how many do you want them to come out?
I'm just saying, like, it's sad that they're already gonna end this franchise. I'm gonna miss it. You know, we had fun times.
I mean, yeah, we did have fun times, but damn, that movie again? Like, another Hangover?
Yeah, dude.
What else can you come up with, a Hangover?
Like,
I don't think they lose somebody now. In this one, I don't think they lose anybody.
I think they're just trying to find stuff in this one.
Yeah, or they're trying to get out of Las Vegas.
Something like that.
Because, like, they're trying to show Alan a good time because his dad died.
Yeah.
Oh, have you heard about the movie The Purge?
No, I have not heard about The Purge.
Okay, The Purge. I'm going to tell you what The Purge is about.
Alright, tell me.
The Purge is one day in America that nothing is illegal. Like, America in this movie is, like, perfect. There's, like, no poverty. There's, like, 1% of people, like, out of work. It's good America. Good America again. But, I mean, not again. I love America. I'm American.
Alright, I think we'll...
Okay, we understood American. That. Please don't film me. What? I'm kidding.
You just made it
awkward.
Yeah. Alright, continue what you were saying.
Damn. Yeah, okay. So on Purge Day, nothing is illegal. Like, everybody holds their hatred for this one day. And,
where do they hold it?
Ha.
I'm being serious.
Where do they hold it?
Yeah,
where do they hold hatred? It?
Yeah.
In their heart.
Alright.
They deep that shit. They bury that down to their stomach. Okay. So, this one day, everybody has to lock down their house. They go on the news and they tell everybody, oh, it's Purge Day. Lock down your house. Okay? All lock right. down your house. It's Purge Day. So, they lock down the house, this family. And while they're just having a normal day, the guy, this black guy comes in screaming, help, help me, help me, help me.
I need somebody. I'm just kidding.
Help, I need somebody, help, not just anybody, help, you know I need someone,
help. Alright, that was just awkward.
Okay, so he's screaming, help, help, this black guy. And
why does he have to be black? He can't just be a guy.
I mean, I don't know, but tell the producer, the director.
I continue.
Alright, so, I'm done with that. Yeah, so they're telling the guy, hey, the guy screaming, help, help, help. And I don't know if it was a little girl or a little boy. Because it looked like both. They're telling the little girl or the little boy, stop, stop, don't open the door. And she's like, no, we have to help him. So she opens the door like every movie does. Like every movie does. And they open the door, they let the guy in. And there's these people coming to kill the guy.
Alright.
So the people come knocking the door. They have the mask on. And it's like super scary. And, like, they start trying to kill the people for the guy. They're telling him, let the guy go. We don't want you. We just want the guy. They're like, no, we're not going to let this man loose so you can kill him. And so they start fighting for their lives so they won't die. Because the people are starting now want to kill them because they won't let the guy go.
That sounds like an interesting movie.
I mean, it's pretty good. You got to see the trailer, you guys. Oh, and This is the End. Ever heard about This is the End?
Is that the one Brad Pitt is going on? Oh, no.
That's World War Z. This is the End is on.
That's the one with, like, James Franco.
James Franco, yeah. Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I heard of that movie. That movie looks really funny.
It's going to be funny.
When's that one coming out?
I don't know. Right. I don't think they announced a date.
Yeah, they have to. I've seen trailers of it.
Okay, then I don't know. That one's going to be funny. You know the part where they're in the safe room? And, like, Hermione comes in and she's like...
Hermione?
Hermione, yeah.
Hermione. Emma Watson?
Yeah.
Why are you calling her Hermione?
Because this is what they say in the movie.
They do?
Yeah, they go, Hermione just stole all our shit.
Wow. They can't even call her by her real name.
They call her Hermione.
That's just funny.
And then there's another part where Aziz Ansari is, like, falling through a hole. And he grabs onto Kevin Hart's leg. Kevin Hart starts punching him in the face, like, let go of me, Aziz.
Oh, I saw that part.
In the post. Alright, yeah. I guess that was the movie segment.
No, and real quick, before we end that segment, I guess, I wanted to talk about Iron Man 3 came out today. I'm looking forward to that movie. Are you going to watch it, Michael?
I don't like the Iron Man series.
Oh my god. How do you not like Iron Man? I mean, I know it's like the same way I don't like Fast and Furious, but come on. I don't like it. Iron Man.
I thought all the movies were stupid.
What's wrong?
I got really bored when I started watching them.
Oh, yo, those movies are, like, amazing.
Nah, I really got bored. Like, really, really bored.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Like, I think I fell asleep in one of them.
How do you fall asleep in...
Like, a good movie for me is, like, those mafia movies.
Oh, like, Godfather?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with those movies. I have, like, the whole entire collection of Godfather in my closet.
Well, I know you're, like, obsessed with Scarface.
Yeah, those are good movies, too.
Shout out to Scarface.
Shout out to Scarface, yeah. That's pretty good. Shout out to Scarface. Scarface, if you're listening, because why the hell wouldn't you be listening to my podcast? Our podcast. So,
yeah.
Shout out to you. Yeah. Okay, let's see some other questions. Because you guys wrote us some ridiculous questions. By Tone. Check out. Shout out to Tone. He has his own podcast. It's called Tacos and Chocolate Milk. He's Tone Deaf. And Pack FM, they do their own podcast. Okay, shout outs to them. Check it out, you guys. It's really funny. I listen to it. It's the people that inspired me to, like, start this. Okay?
All right,
so he sends a message. How do you feel about the zoo?
About the zoo?
Yeah.
Well, I've only been to the zoo once in my life. I've only been to the zoo once. And I was on a field trip.
Oh, no, I went with the family.
Nah, I went on a field trip for school, and nothing really interesting happened that day.
Yeah,
sorry, bro. I mean, that was a good topic, but... Alright, what?
We have another question by Tone.
More of a question, my bad.
When did you start getting pubes?
Well, I'm not answering that question because that's very personal. Sorry, guys. But, Michael, if you want to go into that one, you...
I think when I was 8.
Alright.
I think I started puberty, like, really, really early.
I mean...
I think because aren't you like if you're fat you start puberty early?
The doctors told me that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, my mom and the doctors told me that when you get fat you start puberty way more earlier.
I don't believe you. That's stupid.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
No, that's stupid.
I'm serious.
That makes no sense. What if you were skinny but then like what if you're skinny when you're like 11 but then you become fat when you like turn 12? Is like you're going through puberty or something like what? I don't get what you mean by that.
I don't know.
Bro. I don't get what the doctor meant by that.
I don't know, man. Maybe the doctor.
Shout out to that doctor, bro. Like, that's a weird thing to tell a patient.
Yeah, so there's your answer. When did we start getting pubes?
Well, I'm not answering it, so he doesn't have an answer for me. But
okay, when did you first start jacking off?
All right, can we?
You know, I'm not gonna answer that one.
These are questions that I don't need to answer. I don't want to.
When was the last time you sharted and where?
Well, I've never sharted and like probably when I was like a kid. And I had diapers.
I sharted before.
No, I've never sharted.
I sharted. That's embarrassing. But that's when I have like a diarrhea attack. You get me? Like when I have a stomach virus?
I get you, bro.
You never had a stomach virus?
Of course I've had a stomach. Oh.
Yeah, like
of course I've had a stomach virus, dude.
Yeah, I usually get stomach. I notice this about me. I've got a stomach virus. A lot of them in July.
Why in July?
I don't know.
What's wrong with July?
I don't know. It's July. I don't know. I get a lot of stomach viruses in July.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But yeah, I had a stomach virus. Like the last time I can remember having a bad one was like 7th grade.
Nah,
and don't ask me. Like, I remember that I got one.
I think mine was in 5th.
And I'm 5th or 5th.
Fifth.
There you go.
Did I say it right? Fifth.
Not fifth.
My bad.
I'm sorry. That's just like one of my pet peeves.
But I was just like playing video games, and I don't know where I had the fart.
That's the life right there.
I had the fart, and
all right, I didn't need to know all that, but it just tell me
a little bit came out. Oh, okay. Let's talk about poop stories.
Okay, here we go.
Let's have a poop story.
Let's have a poop story.
You ready?
So what do you want to know about me pooping?
What is your most embarrassing poop story? You gotta tell me.
I mean, most of the time I poop at my house. So I don't really have an embarrassing poop story.
You know, like, had to poop in public or something?
I mean, I have to poop at other people's houses. Are you talking about, like, school?
I clogged your toilet once. Remember that?
You're an ass. I really actually forgot about that.
Oh, fuck.
You reminded me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You and your butt. messed up my family.
I don't know, I think. I think it was.
You tink? No, I'm just kidding.
I said I think.
I'm just. I know.
Yeah, I think we were eating pizza that day.
Why aren't we eating pizza like fat little shits?
I feel bad about that one. I
have to make
some. The poop?
Yeah, I mean, I've clogged my toilet before. I actually, alright, you know, my most embarrassing, alright, my most embarrassing thing would have to be I clogged the toilet at a hotel bathroom once.
Wait, and what happened?
And like, I never clogged it. Like, before. Midnight, like, I didn't even know I clogged it. That's the weird point. I finished, you know, doing my, you know, my stuff.
Yeah.
And then it was like late at night. Oh, hon. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night, I did what I had to do. And then, like, the next morning, my aunt and my uncle, like, and my mom and shit like that, they're like, oh, you know, last night you clogged the toilet. I'm like, what do you mean? And they said that the guy had to come in at, like, 2 or 3 in the morning and unclog this toilet. And he comes in and he's like, oh, you guys just put, like, a lot of toilet paper there. And they're like, you know, Steven, you can't use that much toilet paper. And I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to do that. That's probably my most embarrassing story.
Why are you doing that? You don't have to do that.
Yeah,
you don't.
To make this. Oh. Sorry, guys. Minecraft talk. Alright, so anyways, now that we're talking about games.
No,
let's
stay. I have to do my poop story, because mine's really bad.
Alright, we'll move on to games after that.
My poop story is, like, really, really bad. Alright, go.
Continue. I'm listening, yeah.
Wait, this was in school, man. This was bad. Like, okay, this one time I had a stomach virus, and I didn't know. I just had, like, a bad stomach ache that morning. I woke up with a bad stomach ache. And it was my birthday. That's what was sucked. It was my birthday. They made me go to school. And I got... Well, the good thing about it, I got to leave early. Because...
That's what everyone thinks when they take a bad poop.
Okay, no.
In school, at least.
No, listen. You don't even understand what happened to me.
I don't understand.
We were driving to school, right? In the morning. And I had to fart. So I farted.
Alright, that's...
But it was a weird fart. Like, it was... I farted and it was warm. And, like, I lifted up a little.
That's just like a super fart, bro.
Okay, listen. No.
That's an awkward fart.
Listen. Okay, so we were in school, and I was like, yo, I feel weird, man. I was like, what the hell's wrong with me? I go into the bathroom, I take off my pants.
Bathroom. Alright, no, I'm just saying.
Fucker. I go into the bathroom.
Man, no, go! I'm listening!
Okay,
Damn.
And I take off my pants and my undies, right? Because I was a little kid still, I still wore undies.
I mean,
and I just look, and I was like, "Oh my god, I have poop all over me." I pooped myself.
That must have been interesting.
But it was just one fart, and I pooped like I had pooped for like 20 minutes.
Well,
like I got everything inside of me and just pulled it out.
So you sharted?
You
really did shit your pants.
Yeah.
Wow, Michael.
I don't even know how. Well, I was in fourth grade though.
Fourth?
Yeah. Oh my god, dude. Okay, so I was like, oh my god, dude, I crapped myself.
That must have been awkward.
And, you know, in elementary school.
In fourth grade?
In fourth grade.
Alright, good, you said it correctly.
You have to call home. But the call home, you have to call it right in front of everybody in the class.
Yeah. Those were the bad days.
Yeah.
Bad days of school.
So, what I had to do is pick up the phone. I had to ask my teacher, oh, miss, my stomach hurts. I have to call home. I feel really bad. She was like, okay. I called my dad, and I had to whisper, Bobby, pick me up. He's like, why? My stomach hurts. And he's like, why? He's like, just do it, please. And he's like, okay. And I was just walking, like, waddling back to the car because I had pooped. It was, like, running down my legs. It was nasty.
I can imagine it being pretty nasty.
It was disgusting, man.
Like, it sounds nasty.
And it was my birthday, too.
What year was it?
Fourth grade, I don't know.
Wow. You actually have interesting stories. I do. Yeah.
I got an interesting life, you know?
Yeah, that's what that is.
I got a bad life.
No, you're living that good life for a point.
So, yeah, about games.
All right, yeah, moving on to games. So... Sorry, I didn't mean to, like, not pay attention. But, so, as everyone probably knows, or most people, Call of Duty Ghosts coming out. A lot of people are excited for this game. So, I want to hear your opinion on Call of Duty. In general. I'll say mine first because you seem busy, but I mean, Call of Duty's like whatever to me. I don't really care for it. Like, I play it, but I don't play it as much as some people. But what's it called? Like, I like the series, and I know a lot of people aren't gonna buy the new Call of Duty for some reason. I don't know why. But I'm probably gonna buy it. I'll probably pre-order it, get the poster, all that good stuff. And yeah, play it, hit the max prestige that I can hit, and then never play it again. That's always fun to do. So yeah, what would you do?
I mean, I was playing Black Ops 2 today, and I think it was like one of the most successful ones that have come out so far.
Alright, yes.
After Modern Warfare 2, because the other ones suck.
Modern Warfare 2 was my favorite.
Yeah, and then Black Ops 1 had a good campaign, but the multiplayer wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, sorry, if you can't hear this, I was kind of like far away from the mic. Yeah, I was playing Black Ops 2 today before Steven came over. Just playing, chilling, trying to get some stuff, gold. If you guys don't know, you gotta do some stuff to get like a camo for your gun, a camouflage color for your gun. I was doing that. Ghost. They just revealed the first trailer. On May 21st, they're gonna come out with the gameplay, the first gameplay. So far, the trailer was cool. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool. Like, it was like some people wear
mask. Sorry, I didn't hear you talking. No, I didn't hear what you said. I wasn't making fun of you.
Mask to hide themselves and somewhere to save their country. I don't know. It was weird.
Have not seen the teaser.
It's pretty cool. And then they have Battlefield 4 coming out, which that trailer was pretty good.
Not a fan of Battlefield.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It was pretty awesome. I don't know. I was like, oh, damn, I gotta get this game.
I know everyone always is like, oh my god, how do you not like Battlefield? Battlefield this, Battlefield that. I'm not the biggest fan, honestly, of Battlefield. I mean, I guess since I grew up with Call of Duty. I know that sounds weird, but like, that was the first one.
That was the first game you ever played?
That was pretty much my first game on my PlayStation 3, was Call of Duty.
But that wasn't the first game you ever played, right?
The first game I remember playing, you know, I guess we're going that far back, was Jak and Daxter on the original PlayStation 2, and that is still one of my favorite games till this day.
Really?
Yeah, I love that game. I have the HD remake collection on the PlayStation 3. Shout out to Jak and Daxter, just real quick. I also, another game I enjoyed on the PlayStation 2, was Kingdom Hearts, one of my favorite games.
Okay,
game was awesome.
You're older than me, and I'm going way back than you.
Alright.
I'm going to Nintendo 64.
Alright.
Nintendo 64, Mario Kart 64, one of the first games I ever played. And that game's awesome. I still have that game to this day. I still have the Nintendo 64 wrapped up. Like,
yeah, but you had someone that owned a Nintendo 64. No one owned a Nintendo 64 in my house.
Well, you know what? You should have told somebody, hey, own Nintendo 64.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's your fault.
No. Well, no, it's not my fault. It's my parents' fault.
Well, you know what?
Because I can't tell people to own something when I'm not alive yet. Just so you know.
You should go to your parents today and be like, why didn't you buy a Nintendo 64?
I told my sister, I was like, you should have asked for like an old-ass Nintendo 64 or like Sega Genesis. Because you were alive during those times because you're old as, you know, shit. No offense to you, Melissa. I don't think you're going to be listening to this, but...
Shout out to Melissa!
You probably have better things to do with your time. I understand that.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody's going to listen to this. I think they're going to I think people will listen to the first one, say it's crap, and never listen again.
I think that we're... no one's ever going to listen to us, because we're not that funny. But I think I'm funny, actually.
I think we're funny just off mic. And that's not good.
Yeah. Well, I'm okay on camera. Like,
you know what's really funny? We need to get on a guest, Joel and Daniel, on this.
We should, man. Oh, Iron. Sorry.
Why don't you start paying attention to me if I'm playing the game?
I am paying attention to you. I heard what you said.
What were we talking about, you guys?
Alright, we need a new topic. So, how about, and this is random, restaurants. Fast food restaurants, normal restaurants. What are your favorite restaurants, Michael? I'm curious now.
I'm not going to start a world.
Why?
Because it sounds so stupid.
No, I'm curious, bro. Come on.
Oh, wait, hold on. Somebody sent me another question.
Well, while you're doing that, one of my favorite restaurants, fast food, is Taco Bell. Shout out to Taco Bell.
Oi, you want it?
Just thought I'd say that because, you know.
One of your favorite restaurants, Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Dude, go kill yourself.
What? You don't like Taco Bell?
I mean,
maybe. I said one of my favorite fast food restaurants. Idiot.
Why Taco Bell?
Because I love Taco Bell. I love tacos.
I mean, I love Mexican food more than the next guy, but...
Who's the next guy?
You.
Oh.
But... Yeah. Taco Bell?
Yeah, Taco Bell's good, bro.
I'd rather have Chipotle than Taco Bell. Or Cantinas. Cantinas! Shout out to Cantinas! Yo, we've done, like, how many shout outs?
A lot.
Yo, nobody's gonna feel special because we shout outed so many people. So the first... Gatman720, the first person we shout outed, he's gonna probably be
how
like...
How do you remember that?
I don't know. He's probably going to be like, I was the first shout out. And he's like, I'm the only shout out. When they first had that. And then he's like, oh, never mind.
Yeah. Sure that's the first thing that's going to run through his head. Even if he even watches this.
Even, yeah. If you don't watch this and you were the first shout out, go kill yourself.
So, all right.
Taco Bell, ew, man. That's like.
Ew? Like, ew, what? You don't.
I mean, I would eat Taco Bell because I actually get cravings for it sometimes. But it's like second to dog food, right? Yeah, it's like second to dog food.
Who said that?
The news.
No.
No, like literally, I'm not even kidding
with you. The news lies.
The news lies?
It does.
The news lies.
Yeah, what? You think everything on the news is true?
I mean, I bet that's true.
You know, speaking of like random facts about food... You know the McRib sandwich? Have you ever had that from McDonald's?
No, it sounds weird.
Well, it actually has some ingredients that are found in yoga mats.
What are yoga mats? Well, why?
Why? Because that's how they're made, bro. Well, you want me to call it Ronald McDonald right now and ask him?
Yo, you know Ronald McDonald scares me.
Well, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of clowns. So I can understand that.
He's a creeper, man. Have you seen those pictures? I was like... She said, there's like this thing goes, she's there's like Ronald McDonald getting taken away from the cops. And it's like, she said she was hungry, so I gave her a McDick.
I can see why you find that funny because, you know, you have a retarded sense of humor. Okay, I'm with that.
No, screw you, man. You know, we're only, we've done this for 32 minutes. How did we survive that?
You know what, man? The power of talking.
The power of talking.
Power within, bro.
Oh, you know what movie I just saw?
What movie?
Oblivion.
Was it good?
With Tom Cruise.
I mean, I know what it is, but was it good?
I was confused the whole entire movie.
Why were you confused, Mike?
It's like really confusing, I'm telling you.
Whose fault is that?
The directors. Yeah.
Well, that looks here.
Spoiler alert, you guys, just saying, if you guys don't want to know what's going on, spoiler alert, fast forward this part if you guys don't want to know what's going on with Oblivion. Okay, so Oblivion is, like, there'll be, it's like Earth within a war.
Earth.
Fuck. Gosh, man.
I'm just curious what you're saying.
Earth. Was in a war, was in a war with these species, this weird alien type species, and you don't even get to see what they look like. They're like robots in a way.
All right, Terminator.
Kinda, yeah.
Shout out to Terminator.
Dude, what's wrong with you in the shoutouts?
Cause Terminator.
You
awesome.
Only allowed 10 shoutouts. Okay, now you're not you. You lost privileges to shoutouts.
That's not fair.
Yeah, you only get 10
if
shoutouts.
If you can shout out, I can shout out.
No. You only get 10 shout outs.
That's how shit works around here.
You're supposed to have a barrier around there, so they won't get you. Okay. Yeah, so Oblivion is like the robots that come to take over planet Earth, and they want all its water.
Planet Earth?
Planet Earth, man. Damn it, man.
I'm just curious if there's another planet called Earth. Or if you're trying to say Earth.
Okay, they come to take over planet Earth.
Alright.
And
assholes.
We start fighting back, and we nuke. We use all the nukes that we have, and we win the war, but Earth is like almost destroyed already.
Almost, or it is destroyed?
No, it's almost. Like, there's still people living on Earth.
Wow.
Yeah, so, like, you know in the previews when you see people, like, with a mask and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you, like those are people.
That's good to know.
Yeah. And they're pretty good. And, like, they're, like, this robot, and, like, Tom Cruise has, like, a bunch of, like, freaking, clones. And I was, like, confused the whole entire movie. I was like, what's going on here? So, like, the clones were confusing me the whole entire time. Yo, you know what? Screw clones. You hear me? Screw them.
All right, well, now that you're talking about something you've seen, in my TV production class in school, we're watching Lost. Shout out to Lost, but...
Wait, Lost, really?
Yeah. What's in this?
Wait, you guys are literally watching the whole entire series of Lost?
Is this mucus or paint?
It's paint, man.
Oh, shout out to paint. But,
I told you, you only get 10.
You don't use this, right?
No, but I...
All right, anyways... Yeah, Lost, good show. Didn't
you like, never watched it before?
I've never seen it
before. Yo, Lost is a good show.
It is, bro.
What season are you guys on?
We're only on the first. We just started like this week.
Wait. What? You guys are literally watching Lost.
Yeah, our eyes are focused on Lost, the TV show.
But like, why are you guys watching it?
Because it's TV production, and we like learn about shows, and we usually film, but like since now because of all the testing, like EOC and shit like that. We can't, like, go out in the halls and make a disturbance. So, we're forced to watch TV shows. But the shows that we watch in that class are pretty funny and interesting.
Like, what shows did you guys watch?
We were going to watch Prison Break, but it didn't get accepted, which sucks. Because Prison Break's awesome.
And they let you watch Lost?
Yeah.
Lost, they have sex.
Okay, bro.
Like, hardcore sex.
But I doubt they show it.
Like, they start getting sweaty and stuff.
Yeah, that happened, bro, in the middle.
okay, so
fun time.
So really, you guys are watching Lost?
Why would I lie about watching Lost?
Dude, Lost is a good show.
I know it. I've said that.
Dude, I'm just saying because I didn't.
Shout out to Lost. I think I already shouted it out.
Yeah, you did. Shout out to Lost. You know, anyway, shout out to Lost.
All right, anyways. So like, we're probably no one's gonna like us because we keep shouting out.
Yeah, people. I'm telling you, man. Stop shouting out.
All right, guys. I'm sorry. That's my last.
Dude, you know we've done this for 37 minutes already. All
right, cool.
Dude, this went by pretty quick.
All right, so. Then we also saw a show called Burn Notice. That show's pretty good. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I've heard about Burn Notice before.
It was alright. Wasn't my favorite that we've seen.
Did they let you watch Breaking Bad?
No, that shit has like crystal meth and stuff.
So who cares?
He told us, someone's like, oh, Mr. Ken, we watched Breaking Bad. And he's like, no, that show's too intense.
What about Walking Dead?
I don't think I'm going to be able to watch that show.
Yeah, it's pretty bloody. Dude, not you know, I was kind of disappointed about the last episode of Walking Dead. Of this season 3.
What happened?
You didn't watch it?
No.
You don't watch Walking Dead? Dude, how do you not watch Walking Dead?
I have to catch up on Walking Dead. It's been a while since I've seen it. My sisters are mad at me because it's like, I have not seen Walking Dead in like a while.
I'm
still on the first episode of season 1. I mean season 3.
Oh my god.
It's like season 1, jeez.
Oh, yeah, so I can't even talk about it to you.
Yeah, I mean, I know everything happened because like, spoiler alert if you've never seen it, like, I know Lori died, I know like T-Dog died, I know all that stuff. It's just that I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, man.
Like, I know everyone in school talks about it, so it's like, I pretty much know what happened.
Last episode?
You can go ahead, bro.
Alright. So, in the last episode...
Actually, you know what? Nah, not the last episode.
Aw, damn. Never mind.
Because that's too...
Damn, bro, the poor people, they were waiting for us to tell them.
How do you know me?
Because, you know, like...
Okay.
They get excited.
Okay.
Hey, you're gonna die.
Guys, Steven is in predicament.
Sorry about
that, guys. I know we got off track.
This is not a social club.
Okay.
Dude, come on, seriously. Pay attention, bro.
I'm dying here.
Alright, whatever, man. Lost, dude. Yeah, Lost is a good show.
It really is. Oh my god. I'm gonna die. I died with all my shit.
I like Lost.
I died with all my shit.
Yeah, you should watch Lost.
You know, I was thinking. Sorry, guys. I was playing Minecraft while I'm doing this. I was thinking about watching Lost like by itself, but then I was like, you know what? Watching in school is fun too. Like,
but you guys literally like watched a whole entire hour episode.
Yeah, your class is an hour and 43 minutes.
Yo, I want to go to your class. What the hell? A class of watching Lost?
Yeah.
Yo, who doesn't want to watch Lost in class?
There's one kid doesn't like it.
Are you serious? How don't you like Lost?
doesn't like Lost. I mean,
I hate it. People like they say, "Oh, I don't like that," and I'm like, "Dude, you haven't even watched it." So, bro, I know what it's about. Like, dude, you don't know what it's about.
All right,
you don't
know why I was going back for my shit.
Like, one of my friends doesn't like Godfather.
Well, I've actually never seen Godfather.
Yeah, watch it.
I would. Like, I would, Michael, I would, but not gonna do that.
Why wouldn't you watch The Godfather? It's such a good movie.
I know it is. Like, I know Godfather is, like, one of those movies that everyone's like, oh my god, Godfather, watch
it's a classic.
Yeah, like I just said, I know that. But, you know, like, I'm not that into those, like, mafia movies.
Dude. It's a classic.
Alright guys, for anyone out there that was concerned, oh no, about what happened to me, I'm trying to get out right now in this cave.
Oh, we had another question.
I don't think anyone is concerned though, no one really cares.
Why are hookahs in all of a sudden?
Oh.
Why are hookahs, like, popular?
I mean, I understood what that meant.
I know, but like, some people are stupid and they don't understand that question.
That's just not right. Alright, Steven lives. Alright, hookahs... I think I lost my diamond pickaxe.
I don't like hookah. I don't smoke at all.
You've never smoked before?
No, you haven't either.
No.
Oh.
No, seriously, why would I smoke?
Nah, I never smoked.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I don't like it. It's disgusting.
I think hookah's in just because, like, oh, you've tried hookah?
No, I haven't. Like, I think it's just not, like,
I'm just
smoking.
I'm just curious.
Smoking,
period. No need to get all bent out of shape,
because bro. I'm just saying, because, like, smoking, period, is nasty, I think.
I mean, I just think it's in because it's, like, safe. I mean,
I think it's not
safe.
People,
I don't, like...
I think it's in because people that wanted to smoke weed but were too pussy to do it.
Whoa.
Just, like, hey, I'm a swag fag, so let's smoke some hookah.
I mean, that's not nice to say. If anyone out there smokes hookah, you know, you're not a swag fag.
Dude, the swag fags. You're swag fag, dog! You a swag fag if you smoke hookah, son.
Well, guys, I lost my diamond pickaxe. So I gotta make it.
Dude, you know what I want to start watching?
What?
UFC.
UFC, like, fighting?
Yeah. And I want to start doing that, too.
You want to join UFC?
Not UFC, but, like, those MMA classes.
Why?
Dude, I bet it'd be super awesome.
I bet it would be awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
No, like,
yo, I lost all my torches!
Really, like, if you were to, play, like, be a US, like, an MMA fighter, you wouldn't get your, like, you wouldn't be messed with at all.
Why not?
Like, if somebody came at you,
that's your achievement.
They would get messed up.
I guess that's true.
Like, messed up.
I mean, why would they get
Brazzers.
Okay. Guys, I apologize for that.
Can you really talk and stop, like, playing?
I am talking. What are you
talking about? You're paying attention to this right now. And it's pissing me off.
All right. No, seriously. So.
I'm going to turn it off.
Browsers?
I'm going to turn it off.
No, stop. I've made a lot of progress. Stop. Guys, he's fucking with me. Why would you bring up browsers?
So that's what I think about hookah.
I don't care about it. I hate when people get all, like, obsessive over what other people do. It's like, it's not your life. Like, who cares?
You know what some kid told me the other day?
Hookah cares. That makes no sense.
Oh, good one. Oh.
That really made no sense.
Damn it, man.
Drop something.
People are gonna hear that.
Okay. Guys, it's okay. Just drop something.
Dropped his penis. Oh!
I keep falling into places I don't want to fall into.
Yeah. There was this kid on my bus. He was 6th grader. And he was smoking those hookah pens.
I bet he thought he was badass.
He really did thought he was badass. He was smoking it.
He really did think he was badass.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my grammar, you guys. It's really bad.
I fell down again.
I was left in the jungle for 3 years, and I forgot.
No, he wasn't. Grammar. He's being an asshole. No!
Ha ha, motherfucker. That's for making fun of
fuck.
Me.
Fuck. Dude, how did I...
Okay. Yeah, he was smoking it, and he was like... He was, like, blowing it out of his mouth like a bat. He was, like, trying to be a badass. He was like, yo, you want a hit? He was like...
You should have just slapped
it. I wanted to do it. I didn't want to get the hookah and, like, throw it out the window.
Gee, that's kind of safety hazard. What if someone was driving and hit their windshield and, like, he
spun out of control? Oh, that sucks for them.
Well, I mean, that's kind of fucked up because you caused it.
Yo, have you ever felt bad when you say something and you didn't really mean to say, like when you were a little kid and you would say like something mean, but you didn't really mean
well,
to say
Well, have you ever felt bad that you're like in an argument with someone and then you say something like really hurtful and then you're like, I shouldn't have said that. I do that all the fucking time. I'm always like, ah, oh, I took too far.
You dick, man. You're such a
I've
dick.
Actually done that, and I do like dick. I really do feel bad afterwards. I'm like, why did I have to do that? Like, I didn't need to do
it's
that.
It's because you're a dick.
I'm not a dick.
Yo, it's about to be time. You guys, we only got 15 minutes left for this podcast.
It's been fun.
It has.
It's been real.
It has been real.
You know, I don't want to die.
But I think we gotta like do these better next time.
What do you mean?
I don't know, because this one, it was alright. I mean, do you guys think it was alright? If you guys think it was alright, message me, you know, if it was alright.
Guys, if you thought it was okay, message us. No, I'm just kidding.
You guys don't even know where to message us. I'm gonna tell you guys at the end to where to message us. I'm gonna send you my email.
This was kind of...
Wait, how do you mail somebody, though?
Mail?
Email. Like, do I have to tell them my password, too? You know what I mean? Nah. I just tell them my email?
Yeah.
And they send it to that?
Yeah. Or they comment on the video.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you guys before we end the video, I mean the podcast.
And guys, we will get better, by the way.
Yeah, we're going to get better. This is our first time. Come on, you guys. Don't be so mean. You get me? If you guys are laughing at us, saying we're stupid and stuff, don't worry. I know where you live.
He really doesn't. He's just talking shit. All right, I'm going to light up.
Hey, you know, have you ever seen Mr. Technical Difficult?
Yeah.
You have?
Don't they have that prank called Hookers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen him.
He's funny.
I know he is.
Or prank calls hookers. He goes on chat roulette too.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
But he also prank calls hookers.
This is one thing, you know, because on chat roulette, everybody
I've
like
lit this bitch up.
Everybody beats off in chat roulette. Like, they get it on by themselves.
Let's get it on.
They get it on to a camera, you guys.
Bang.
Never go to American Idol.
Why would I join American Idol?
You know what I made these girls think in my class? Like, I think they really believed it. Like, I'm dead ass serious. I think they believed it.
I think I survived.
That I was singing, and I was like, yeah, I went to American Idol. You guys are like, no, you didn't. I'm like, I went, but I couldn't go because...
You couldn't go. That
I
mean, makes
I
so
went
much sense.
To the place where they you do the auditions, but I couldn't get in because I was under 18. But I said, yeah, when the X Factor comes back around... excuse me. Sorry, guys. I'm going to go.
And what they say?
They're like, oh my god, seriously? And I'm like, yeah.
There's actually a girl in my class. I know you're probably not going to listen to this, but she tried out for X Factor.
Seriously?
Yes, sir.
She didn't make it in. Ha! You suck!
She actually made it to the finals. So you look foolish.
Oh, she made it to the finals?
Yeah.
So what's her name?
She's a girl.
Yeah, exactly. Get the fuck out of here. You suck, Steven. You suck.
I don't appreciate your tone.
I'm pretty happy right now. I got the new UFC game.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it is. It's like really fun.
Like Undisputed, like 17.
UFC Undisputed 3.
They're only on a third?
Yeah.
Like they've made like...
20. No, they made like 2009, 2010, 2008, stuff like that. But this is Undisputed 3.
I'm happy that... Oh, Spider. I'm happy that I survived.
I think they made... No, they didn't make it 2000. I'm not sure. I don't think they did. In the front of 2010, it's Brock Lesnar. Sorry.
Shout out to Brock Lesnar.
You know who that is?
No. Yeah. Sorry, guys, for the shout out. I know I said I'll stop.
Do you know who Anderson Silva is?
I've heard of these people.
Have you?
I don't personally know them. Like, I don't chill with them.
Dude, that guy is a beast.
I bet he is.
Like, he's crazy good.
Like I said, I bet he is.
Like, I'm scared of that guy.
I'm scared of any UFC fighter, like, in general.
Yeah, that guy would, like, those guys would probably, like, kick my ass.
Probably?
Yeah, they will. Never mind.
No shit, they will.
Yeah, I need to buy that AV cable. Oh, guys, by the way, we're going to start putting up these videos. We're going to upload these podcasts to YouTube. We're going to
I really did just fall down.
We're going to put this on iTunes. We're going to see if we can put it on iTunes because I don't know how I'm going to learn. But you guys will be listening to this on iTunes because I'm going to find out.
If they choose to listen.
If you guys choose to listen. But you guys are so nice. I know you guys are going to choose to listen. Because if you don't, you don't want to know. You don't even want to know. I'm going to go to your house. I shouldn't even say what's going to happen. Yeah, I'm not even going to say.
Guys, I'm scared.
I'm gonna knock you, I'm going to say it. I'm going to knock you out. Get a fat guy. cut them open, put them into you. Put you into the fat guy, sew him back up, and hear you scream inside of him.
I died again.
How about that? How do you like them apples?
I don't like apples.
You don't like apples?
No, I'm not a fan.
Really?
I don't like that many fruits.
You don't like fruits?
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm fat. Just throwing that out there. Why are you here?
No, apples are my favorite.
It's right in here.
Apples are my favorite.
Apples and bananas.
Yeah, okay. All right. Tomatoes are great fruits, right?
Yeah.
But aren't they like fruit and vegetables?
No.
Why are they fruit? Because they have juice? Because
they grow in tree. That's what I always thought. I guess someone could get a real definition of it.
Yeah, somebody, you guys know what tomato is.
Leave it in the
is.
Comments.
Yeah, leave it in the comments.
Comment section. That's
you guys could.
That's where the magic happens.
Evil phase. Want to? No. Okay, you guys, I'm gonna tell you where you can
die again.
Comment
I died
this.
Again.
You can go on Instagram or Facebook. Go to for Instagram. You go to @BigMike2468. Okay, that's all caps. And for should I give him my Facebook one?
Sure.
No, I'm not gonna give him my Facebook one.
All right.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm not going to give it to you on Facebook because then you guys can find my real name and find out where I live and then kill me.
You get it? Do you have your address on Facebook?
I think I do.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I was trusting people. Until that guy across the street came, he touched me in places where a man shouldn't be touched.
I'm going to die if I don't kill
you. What Mr. Rowe, my homeroom teacher told me?
Mr. Rowe?
Yeah.
Shout out to Mr. Rowe. All right, sorry.
You know what he told me?
Sorry, yeah, what did he say?
He goes, they're passing out, the little sexual predators paper that they show, where you should be scared of. He goes, here you go, guys, we got the papers of your friendly neighbor. So I started laughing.
Oh, funny, Michael.
I'm going to slap you when we...
I'm surprised you don't have your own TV show, bro. You're such a funny guy.
You know, man, you're not really helping out here. You're playing Minecraft while we're trying to do this.
I am talking, dude. You need to relax. Michael, though, I honestly want to thank you for having me, bro.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate that. Hey, you know who Coolio is?
Coolio. I don't know who Coolio is.
I'm going to show you. I bet you're going to find out after I play this.
This is going to be flagged for copyright if you show me. Just show me after the podcast ends.
Nope.
No, this is going to be flagged for copyright.
Well, I'm going to get flagged.
So this whole hour was wasted.
This is a waste of time because I'm getting flagged.
No, you can't play that. You can't play it. No, seriously, it's copyright.
Dude, it's not copyright.
Yeah, you can't have someone else's music and.
You really think Coolio's gonna be listening to my podcast?
No, but still, people they can be like, you know what? These guys sucked anals. I don't like them.
These guys suck big camel
dick. I didn't take it to that extreme.
Dude, somebody was telling me the other day that, this
that
girl had,
person?
A moose knuckle. Like, their coach or something had, a moose knuckle when they were,
What does that mean?
Like a camel toe, but worse.
A moose knuckle.
When I ride through the shadow of the valley of death. Can I sing the song?
I mean, I'm sure you can sing it.
Right? This is an hour with Steve and Mike. Just two kids trying to make it
song?
Through in life. Trying to see if they'll have a wife. But they know that they won't because all they do. Play Black Ops 2, murking little kid. And when they're done, they come sit in front of the mic. We start talking to you. You know what we do? You know what, Steve and Mike? Ain't that right? Yo, you guys, if you like that, comment it.
That was so bad.
To Big Mike 2468.
That was horrible. How long did it take
Instagram?
You to come up with that? Seriously, how long did it take?
5 minutes.
Wow. I don't even play Black Ops 2 anymore.
Shut up, man.
You need to update your information.
Well, we haven't hung out in a while. Okay, that's why we're having this. So we can hang out.
You could have just called me. I would have fucking been here.
That's a lie, man. You're busy all the time.
I just died again.
We got shit to do. Man, this one would have been better. But I only went to school for 3 days and nothing exciting happened. Probably something exciting happened I just don't remember.
Yeah, so are we going to do this weekly?
Yeah, we're going to do this weekly, guys.
Every Friday. It will come out.
It would probably come out on Friday night or Saturday.
Morning?
No.
Nah, it should come out Friday.
Friday night or Saturday night.
Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, Friday or Saturday.
Like,
check it out, you guys.
To, get all
keep on looking for it, Okay, we got how more minutes do we have on this?
I mean,
this?
We don't have to do exactly.
We got 5 minutes left on this.
Wow, this really did go by fast.
It actually did, right?
Yeah.
See, I told you.
Expect that.
Damn, we had like a bunch of conversations too. Like now, when he stays in my house, what are we gonna talk about?
You already know everything that's going on in my life.
Actually, wait. Tell me some stories that happened to your school.
Well, I mean, I pretty much opened up everything.
No, you didn't tell me anything yet.
I really have, actually.
No, I didn't.
Do I still have string?
Come on, tell me.
Well, school's good. I'm not doing the best in class.
Yeah, me neither. I need to get my grades back up.
Yeah, but it's the last 9 weeks, so...
I'm hoping I can do it. I mean, I think I have, like, C's right now. Which I need at least a C to pass.
Nah, I have like a lot of C's actually. I don't know why I said that.
The shadow of the valley of death. That guy, yo, yeah, okay, that guy. Well, I was listening to my uncle's podcast. Yeah, I'm stealing your stuff right now, Tone. Ha! And
oh my
ha!
Jesus!
Should I steal his stuff?
I'm gonna die right now.
Should I steal his stuff?
I don't care.
No?
I mean, you shouldn't. That's mean.
So, no? Okay, no, I'm not going to do it. So, should I or should I not?
No, okay. That's
yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Never mind then, because I'm going to tell you something. Okay, you know what I'm obsessed with? I'm kind of obsessed with this week.
What?
Tupac Shakur.
I know. His last name.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, this week, I've been wanting to listen to all his music. Like, I listened to Dear Mama for the first time. Because I never really listened to Tupac before. I was like, I don't really like him. And I was like, oh, wait. Damn, this guy's good. Yeah.
That's what people said about Eminem.
Yeah.
They're like, damn, this guy's actually pretty good.
Yeah. So, we got 2 minutes. Oh, 4 minutes. My bad.
And we don't have to end exactly like we can end like...
No, man, we're going to end this on an hour. I said the people we're going to get an hour, and they're going to get an hour.
Yeah, man. You're holding true. I like it.
Yeah, they're getting an hour. Because I like to sacrifice for this the Hour with Steven Mike podcast. Okay?
Oh, I'm on fire.
I do this for the people. Not you. Not nobody. For the people, God. For the people. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, we might get bored because we might, like, lose some stuff what to say about. Because literally, we didn't do anything this week at all.
We don't have the most exciting lives. Well,
I went to go work with my dad yesterday.
How was that, Michael?
Oh, okay.
Tell us in the last, like, 4 minutes.
Okay, whatever. 3 minutes, actually. Actually, two. I went to go work with my dad. And they were the two biggest dumbasses ever.
Who, you and your dad?
No,
I'm asking, like, seriously, who were the... Dude, you need to know when I'm joking or being serious.
You had, like, a straight face.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't looking directly at you.
Yeah, why can't you be looking at me when we talk?
Because that's gay.
But I love looking into your eyes.
That's why I don't like hanging out with you sometimes.
Okay.
Oh, bloody hell.
Let's say that, like, their house is facing the street, right? And their car is, like, is right, like, next to their house, like a door down. Their car is right a door down, and they wanted a car to put into the garage, right?
All
right. So they paid us $40 to move their car from a door down from them, a street down from them, and put it into their garage.
Did you do it?
Yeah. We got free $40. My dad even told the guy while he was on the phone, hey... Why don't you just move the car by yourself? And he's like, oh, no, I don't want to do it. Yeah, that guy was an idiot.
You didn't want to do it, man.
So I made $40 yesterday.
I know. Why are you arguing with that?
I don't know. I made $40.
Should have gone that way.
So, yeah.
Spider!
There you guys. That's been the an Hour with Steve and Mike podcast. We're going to post this now. Try to see how we can post this on iTunes. Then we're going to upload it. We're going to have gameplay for you guys. We're going to start commentating on YouTube and stuff. So please check us out, guys. Yeah, Steven, say bye. Well, say what you want to say.
Bye, guys. Talk to you guys next time.
All right. Yo, peace.